Welcome back. This is an advanced groove lesson. Triplet gestures inside straight jungle. And I want to set the mindset right away, because this is where a lot of people accidentally destroy their pocket. We are not turning the whole beat into triplets. We're not swinging jungle. We're doing something way more surgical. Tiny, controlled bursts of triplet subdivision inside a mostly straight 16th rid break. When you get this right, you get that wicked lurch and roll that feels like the drums are alive, but the track still drives like a machine at 174. Alright, let's build it. First, the foundation. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a drum group or a track area called break core, and drop in a break sample. Amen, think, whatever you like, even a modern chopped break. Turn warp on. Set your warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. And set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40%. That's the sweet spot where the break stays punchy, but you don't get that messy flamming when it loops. Now consolidate a 1-bar or 2-bar loop that feels tight. And I mean tight. If your loop isn't locked right now, triplets will just sound like timing problems later. On the break, a drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, depending on the sample. Boom around 10 to 25%. Tune somewhere around 45 to 60 Hz. Depending on where your kick weight lies. Crunch is optional, just a touch if you need grit. Then put EQ weight after it. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean the sub rumble. If it's muddy, dip a little around 200 to 350. And if you want some air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12k. Goal check. The break should feel straight, locked, and loop perfectly. No swing yet. No vibes. Just clean. Driving jungle. Now the core trick. What is a triplet gesture? Think of it like a tiny island of different subdivision. One beat gets weird, then you're instantly back on the straight grid. Often it's one beat long, sometimes even half a beat. If you keep it going too long, your ear starts to reinterpret the grid, and that straight jungle momentum softens. Here's a coaching rule that will save you. Anchor points. When you add a triplet flourish, make sure either the downbeat kick or the backbeat snare in that bar stays dead on. That fixed reference transient is what makes the lurch feel intentional instead of sloppy. Let's do method one first. MIDI triplet gestures layered over the break. This is the clean, controllable, mix-friendly approach. Create a new MIDI track with a drum rack. Name it Triplet Tops. Load a tight closed hat, a rim or clave that's clicky and short, and a snare ghost that's quiet but snappy. Now, in the MIDI clip, set your normal grid for writing straight stuff. Use 1/16. Or even 1/8 if the break is already busy. Program a straight hat pattern first. Keep it supportive. Velocity around 40 to 70. You're layering, not replacing the break. Now for the key move. When it's time to write the gesture, temporarily switch your fixed grid to 1/16t. Triplet 16ths. Classic placement. Beat 4, near the turnaround. So pick bar 2 or bar 4 to start. And here's the restraint part. Do not write a whole beat of machine gun triplets. Keep it to 2, 3. Maybe 4 notes maximum. A gesture, not a solo. Put 3 evenly spaced hats in that little window, and then make it speak with velocity, not just density. Do a small ramp, like 45, then 55, then 70. That mini crescendo sells momentum like crazy. Now glue it sonically. Put saturator on the triplet tops track. Soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then auto filter, high pass around 200 to 500 Hz so the gesture stays out of the break body. If you want width, use utility and push it a bit, like 120 to 150%, but keep an ear on mono. Quick pro move. Use negative space to make the gesture feel louder without turning it up. Right before your triplet cluster, remove one straight 16th hat hit. Just one. Your ear will spotlight the burst automatically. Also, phase sanity check. If you're layering super short one-shots like hats and rims, polarity can matter more than you think. Drop utility on the gesture track and try phase invert left and right. Pick the setting that gives you the cleanest tick without hollowing out the break. Now method 2, audio slicing and micro warping. This is the authentic jungle chaos method, still controlled. Take your break clip and slice to new MIDI track. Use transients or built-in slicing. Now each slice lives on a drum rack pad. Find a slice that's a snare tail, a ghost, or even a tiny hat tick. Something with character. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip that triggers the break normally, then add a triplet drag before the main snare. Usually 2 or 3 repeated hits of that ghost slice at 1/16t. Keep velocities lower than the main snare. Think 20 to 45 for the ghosts, and the real snare is still 100 plus, big and obvious. Now the micro timing. At 174 BPM, tiny timing moves are huge. If your triplet cluster feels late and it kind of drags behind the groove, nudge it earlier by about 5 to 10 milliseconds. If it feels like it rushes and trips, nudge it later by about 3 to 6 milliseconds. We're not rewriting rhythm, we're steering perception. You can nudge notes or use track delay on the slice track, like minus 5 milliseconds as a starting point. If it gets brittle, dip a bit of 3 to 6K on that slice chain. For transient control, you can put drum bus on the gesture chain only. Push transients up a bit for bite, but if it gets clicky, pull transients back and let saturation do the work. Jungle rule: the more you reuse actual break material, the more it glues together. That's why this method feels so legit. Method 3. Groove pool, but advanced. Meaning, only on the gesture, not on your whole drum bus. Make a clip that contains only the triplet gesture, just the little burst. Then in the groove pool, try something like MPC 16 Swing 57, or a groove that gives you a subtle push-pull. Apply it gently. Timing 10 to 25%. Velocity 0 to 15. Random 0 to 10. And the big warning: if you groove the entire break, you're changing the genre feel fast. We want contrast. Straight grid is the default, and the gesture is the spice. Now let's talk bass. Because triplets aren't only for drums, and a bass pickup into the downbeat is a rolling weapon. Make a bass an operator or wave eatable. Build a two-bar phrase where bar 1 is straight. Then at the end of bar 2, add a 1/8T pickup. Two quick notes leading into the 1. Sound chain: your synth into saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB. EQ 8 high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. Light compression to control peaks. Optionally auto filter with a little envelope for bite. And here's how you keep the club weight stable: split bass into sub and mid. The sub stays straight, no triplets. The mid layer does the pickup, and you high pass that mid layer around 120 to 180 Hz. Now you get the rhythmic flex without wobbling the foundation. Arrangement placement: treat gestures like punctuation. Early on, keep it clean. Maybe bars 1 through 4 are completely straight. Then bars 5 through 8. One gesture on bar 8 beat 4. Bars 9 through 12. Maybe two gestures total, like bar 10 beat 4 and bar 12 beat 4. Bars 13 through 16, one heavier drag, and maybe the bass pickup into bar 17, so the next section feels like it gets yanked forward. This density curve is powerful. You don't need more notes, just more frequent gestures as you approach a transition. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the classic traps. Mistake 1. Overusing triplets. If every bar has them, they stop being gestures and become the new grid. You lose contrast. Mistake 2. Making them too loud. Gestures should suggest motion, not replace your main break story. Mistake 3. Ignoring transient alignment. If layers flam, your groove will feel amateur instantly. Nudge, track delay, warp markers, tiny fixes. Mistake 4. Swinging the entire break. Jungle wants that straight, relentless drive with selective wonk. Mistake 5. Letting triplet hats fight vocals or leads. If it's spitty, high pass the gesture layer, maybe low pass around 10 to 14K, or dip 7 to 9K. You can even use multiband dynamics gently like a de-esser. Advanced heavy tip: distort the gesture, not the whole drum mix. Put saturator or overdrive on the triplet layer only, so it bites through without destroying your break. Another dark trick: gate reverb on snare drags. Put a short reverb, like 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, then a gate with a fast release. It creates this metallic snap without turning your whole kit into a cave. And EQ the reverb return hard, high pass it aggressively so it reads as texture, not space. And don't sleep on resampling. Print just the gesture layer with processing, then chop the best one beat moment and reuse it as a signature fill. That's how you get consistency across an arrangement without copying the exact same MIDI over and over. Now a quick guided mini exercise. This should take 15 to 20 minutes. Load a 2-bar Amen-style loop. Warp it perfectly at 174. Create triplet tops with a tight hat and a rim. Write straight hats for 2 bars. Then add exactly 1 triplet gesture on bar 2, beat 4. Keep it 1 beat or less. Duplicate your loop out to 8 bars. Add a second gesture on bar 8, beat 4, but change something. Either a different sample or different velocity shape, so it evolves. Add a mid-bass layer with a 1/8T pickup into bar 9. Then bounce or resample the whole drum bus for 8 bars and listen like a DJ would. Ask yourself, does it still feel straight and driving? Do the triplets feel like flicks, not a new time signature? And does it still read in mono and at quiet volume? Final recap to lock it in. Triplet gestures work because they create momentary contrast inside a straight jungle grid. Best workflows, layered MIDI triplets for control, or sliced and warped audio for authentic character. Use Groove Pool only on the gesture clips, not the entire break. Keep the substrate, let the mids and tops do the rhythmic flex, and use micro timing and transient control to keep it tight. If you tell me what break you're using and whether you're going for clean Eurotight or raw jungle chop, I can suggest a specific 8-bar pattern with exact hit placements and which layer should carry the gesture.